At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
841 Sports Radio 929 The Game. Finishing up here on the morning shift, man. A lot of fun so far today. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. It's day 8 for Allie as part of the full-time crew on the morning shift. She's still figuring out the nuts and bolts with the husband.
You know
what I mean? Working through some, two ships passing in the night. When can I watch a show? When can he watch a show?
No, we have a date today to watch The Last of Us.
Does he do any, like, post-game stuff, Braves coverage, like, immediately after the game? I know he used to do.
He used to do a lot.
Yeah.
Right now, not as much. Okay. It's a lot of middle of the day stuff. Like, he jumped on foul territory the other day, and so that was a scramble to figure that kind of thing out. But he does a lot of stuff during the day.
Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, that's one of those things where, like, you know, before a couple weeks ago, you'd be like, yeah, I'll just stay up and wait for Grant to get to bed. And you're like, now you're like, start yawning. I'll see you tomorrow.
Start to see the clock get close to 9.
Dunzo.
I actually thought about that last night. I was like, I wonder if Allie stayed up for this game because I saw Grant tweeting. And the next thing I know, I see a tweet from Allie. I was like, well, guess she did.
But
I was like, okay.
From two different floors because I was like, I'm going to go to bed because the game was almost over. And then we went to the 10th inning. And it was not almost over. So he was downstairs. I was upstairs.
And shout out to the runner on second base once again. That we're dealing with a little bit earlier night for everybody so that we get a chance to watch the end of the game and watch the walk-off from Marswell Ozuna, like I like to call him. And
by the way,
ding.
We haven't talked about this, but I was worried about Ozuna. I'm still worried a little bit because his next to last at bat, I believe it was the 8th inning, they come out and check on him, and he's grabbing at his leg, and it looks like he has pulled something.
I think we lost Bo right there, but we'll get back to him in just.
But when Wiley did his interview, Wiley kind of asked him, and I maybe just don't do an interview with sunflower seeds in your
mouth. Dude, I was going to say that when you brought that up. I was like, Wiley asked him. I was like, in his post-game interview.
But I didn't know. I don't know what he said.
I don't have any idea.
Right?
I have no clue what he said the reason was for him, like, grabbing at his hamstring or whatever it was. Like, I was sitting there going, oh, yeah, great question, Wiley. Like, a lot of people wouldn't think to ask that in the heat of, like, a walk-off victory. But, hey, let's go back to that issue you had. And every word that came out of Marcel's mouth after that, I was like, I have no clue
what
he was just talking about.
Don't chew with your mouth.
He's got the, English is a second language for him. But, yeah, the sunflower seeds in his mouth, and they're just flying everywhere. And I'm like, yes.
I heard line drive.
Yeah.
I know I heard that.
And granted, I thought Wiley led with a good question. He's like, you saw three straight change-ups in the final at bat. And then you how'd you sit on the heater? And he's like, yeah. I mean, I love baseball players like that, though.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name in Rookie of the Year that comes up that's squeezing the sawdust out of the bat?
Howard Stern.
Is it Hato? I think his name's Hato. When he comes, oh no, it's Hato. You know what I mean? Just squeezing. Like, yes, I like that kind of guy that's just all traps and sunflower seeds.
That character is 100% based on, I'm certain that character is 100% based on John Kruk.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
No, I think it's John
Yes,
Kruk.
Dude.
Which, what's funny? Okay, so Garrett, shout out to Garrett Chapman, who works here at 929, and I guess was there. He said it was a cramp, is what Ozuna said, which was inaudible in his FanDuel interview. All I heard was that. I was like, okay. Like, I love Ozuna, but I just like, okay. But John Kruk had a moment the other day where he was he's on with, what's the guy that he's come on with us for, the Phillies guy, Tom McCarthy, I think is
his
name.
Yes, Tom McCarthy.
And he's doing, and John was like, yeah, your kid texted me about eating some kind of food, and I answered the question. He goes, you know, but I kind of hope he chokes on it since he's a Mets fan. And then Kruk, and then Mark Arthy kind of like laughs, and he goes, but I mean, you know, not in a bad way. Like, I hope he's okay. Just a little, you know, just choke enough to, you know, spit it out, because he is your kid.
Yeah.
And McCarthy's like, thanks, John.
Yeah, thanks, John. Real quick before we go to Life of Squid, I teased it. We talked about Kyle Pitts earlier today, Bo, and what he needs to do this season to ensure that he's with Atlanta long term. You don't seem to think, if I'm reading you correctly, because I said if he could recreate his rookie year, that they would want to extend him. But it doesn't sound like you think there's an avenue for him to be here long term at all, because you think if he, you know, does what he did his rookie year, that he's going to be asking for too much money.
Yeah, this is kind of what I would – I mean, he's making 10.8, I think, this year. I just see a guy that if he recreates his rookie year, he's going to say, see, fully healthy, in the system, finally had a dependable delivery system since my rookie year, and this is what I can be. I'm not sure if any team's going to buy that, but I just don't think it would be here, because I think his agent would be like, look, take the one-year deal over here, making the $11 million or something that they're not going to give you, and kind of be a jump off for the next contract after this year. I just don't foresee it happening. I really don't. But nothing shows me that he's going to be more than just that 600 yards and 50 catches with two touchdowns.
The only thing I will say to that aspect is how they utilize him based off of being able to finally run bootlegs this year, which, you know, as well as I do, I screamed for, you know, the better part of last year. They finally put Penix in, and the first play they run is a bootleg. I think that could be a huge part of the utilization of Kyle Pitts. If he's in the front side of a formation, you know, make it look like he's going to be some sort of lead-blocking tight end and kind of runs the drag route into the bootleg. Like, that would be something that you feel like that he could excel at.
Do you trust him to do that?
I don't trust that the defense is actually going to look at him and think, oh, yep, he's going to be the front side blocker. Like, they're going to see him lined up in the front side of the formation where Bijan's running the run fake, and they're going to be like, yeah, right, dude. We're not worried about this.
Well, let's talk about this real quick. I know we'll get to life score away, but this has been my biggest issue is all I ever hear the excuse for Kyle Pitts. They don't use him right.
Yeah.
They don't use him right. And he shouldn't be blocking. And I go, well, if I can never use him to block.
Sure.
Then there's really no way to use him, because everyone knows he's going out in routes. And let's just be real about this. He's not a good enough route runner to just run routes. If he was, he'd be what this thing is called, a wide receiver.
Yes, and I'm glad you bring that up, because how many times have we had this conversation where people are like, you telling me you can't use a tight end with 4.4 speed? And I was like, first of all, the guy doesn't run a 4.4. He doesn't run a 4.4 anymore. Like, let's just get that out of the equation. Let's stop using combine times 5 years into this career and say, well, he's a 4.4. No, he's not. He doesn't run a 4.4 anymore. Second of all, if he doesn't run a 4.4 anymore and you have younger wide receivers that do, to your point, if you're not blocking, then where is the mismatch? Like, that's the question that we asked numerous times last year. Where is the mismatch with Kyle Pitts? If you can cover him with a corner and you can't take advantage of his blocking on a corner or safety, or you can put a linebacker on him and maybe you can't cover him, but you know he's not going to block a linebacker, where is the mismatch that you can utilize? And that's been the question all along with his career, in my opinion.
Well, that's the thing, is I hear fans say, well, they got to get him on a safety. And I just tell people, what do you mean? Like, you know, the other team has some say in this, right? And they see Kyle Pitts out there and they go, hey, put that big body nickel over there. Or, you know what, roll our DB that doesn't travel with the best receiver. Roll that guy over there. Like, they're not going to say, oh, who do you want to cover Kyle? Oh, yeah, let me, you know, play his own coverage and drop that D end on him. But the other thing is I don't know if he's physical enough, Mike. You tell me, do you think he's a physical enough guy at the line of scrimmage? If you do put a linebacker on him and you put hands on him, that he's going to get off that and get in space and time and be open?
Well, I think that's, and this is a perfect segue, because I was going to ask you this question.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
First play of training camp, or the first day you get pads on and you line up and you go one-on-one receiving, pass routes. If you put Kyle Pitts on Jalen Walker right now in a one-on-one situation, I'm not so sure that I don't favor Jalen Walker in that matchup. And that's crazy to think. Based off everything we've seen and what we think Kyle Pitts can be, and he's obviously excelled a number of times in those matchups and training camp in the past. We've talked about it. But I think Jalen Walker is a good matchup right there. And that just leads me to the same point we've been talking about. I don't know where the mismatch is.
Well, and that's the thing. There is not a mismatch because, look, you might see – I'm not just saying you won't see the same Kyle Pitts. I'm not saying that this won't be a different guy, right?
I hope we do.
Because I think he's motivated. He's went on some stuff and talked about his motivation, and I do believe that there'll be some there because are you going to be happy with just, what's that rookie, like $35 million? That's it? Because this is a really big year for you and your career.
Yeah.
Because look, it's hard. I think that no matter what, first-round draft picks always have a second home, bust or not, unless there's a legal issue. But the reality is who's going to go sign you for a big contract or any who's going to go sign you if they can only use you one way? In this league, that position, you got to do multiple things. You don't have to be the best blocker, but you can't be the blocker he is. So it's an interesting thing, and it'll be a conversation that we talk about a lot more in this calendar year. All right, Dylan. Bear and Burton's W Sauce, and we got something new coming up. We'll talk about it. Not today.
The Vegan Shire? Oh, no. Okay.
No, that's been out there.
Oh, okay, I'm just checking.
And that was just because they had anchovies and the other stuff, I think is what it was, in the regular. But there's some new things coming out. And we're going to have those guys on. I think we're going to have Bear on here in the next month or so. So just stay tuned for that. And my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. And that is a brewery that is just thriving. Because, I mean, hashtag goat, hashtag swid, nation, baby. All right, Sovereignty. Does that name sound familiar?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it beat Journalism.
Journalism? Oh, dude, come on. Nobody?
Nah, you're
unbelievable.
I wasn't ready.
It beat in the Kentucky Derby, and we will not have a Triple Crown winner this year. Well, how can you say that, Bo? Why are you saying that? Why you think you can predict the future?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can in this pack because there won't be one because he won't race in the Sovereignty will not be taking part in the Preakness. And I don't like this, but this is something that Bill Mott, who is the trainer for this horse, does. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like running his horses on 2 weeks, just 2 weeks rest when it's a race like that. And I think the mud had something to do with that. It was one of those deals, and it's happened before. It happened like, I think, this is the second time I believe it's happened in 4 years, guys. And it just kind of, I don't like it, but the trainer was Chad Brown. Bill Mott is the owner. But he's like, as a trainer, you have to deal with the aftermath of campaigning on the Derby Trail when it doesn't work out. And sometimes it's not pretty. These horses need time physically or mentally. And it can really cost a good part of your three-year-old if you swing and miss. Because you got to remember, they're judged more than – I mean, if you win the Triple Crown, your breeding rights are going to be out there.
Yeah.
But you're also judged on your whole three-year career. If you – and you say you race in one and you don't win, now you've got the rest of that three-year career to kind of go by, and you want to have as many wins as you can and good finishes for those breeding rights.
What do we think these horse trailers look like? Talk about the travel to all these different places. I'm just in my head. I'm like, dude, what is that? Like, are you just like, is there just like memory foam mattresses on every side of these trailers?
Probably.
I think it's like a NASCAR hauler, but like, but with more padding.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, you don't ever want to like, that's a, talk about a financial investment. Like in the back of your trailer, like you're pulling around like a multi-million-dollar boat almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd wrap that thing in bubble wrap.
Find me a poor horse owner.
That's a good point. Good point.
So, there's a lot of money in this. I mean, you know, Jason Worth had a horse in there.
I think Herb Street has at one point as well, and I know that he loves the ponies. Herb Street has a great story in his book about how it was muddy the year that the first time ever that the champion was overturned, the Kentucky Derby champion.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a ticket, like a 70-1 long shot, and he ripped them all up. He was so mad, and they go all over the mud on the ground. And then he's like, wait, the race is under investigation. Oh, my God, the 70-1 won. And he's like, dude, I'm in like a three-piece suit on my hands and knees, like crawling around, like trying to piece these tickets together. He didn't say how much money he won, but it was definitely in the millions, like definitely in the millions. So
I'd crawl in the mud for millions of dollars.
Yeah, exactly. I would too. He said he throws them all down like a muddy countertop for the lady at the window and was like, please help me.
Let's put this puzzle together.
I got you, dude. I got you.
I was about to say, don't you have to tip for that? I tip.
Yeah. If you make $1 million, yeah, big tip. I appreciate you guys hanging out with us so much. Make sure you keep us plugged in on the Odyssey app. We'll be back at the same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, guys, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
Pew, pew.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.